Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you are the chairman of the House Health Committee, and I understand that your committee will be joining the House Judiciary Committee in looking into some of the ramifications of the use of medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details?
Yes, as chairman of the House Health Committee, the Health Committee and Judiciary Committee held a joint informational hearing in Philadelphia earlier this week regarding the so-called use of medical cannabis. I personally am not of the opinion that that's an accurate depiction of marijuana. A lot of people like to call it medical marijuana, but it's not been proven with objective clinical documentation, double-blind studies, and the medical community has major reservations about legalizing something that can be very, very harmful. But the hearing earlier this week focused on views of the medical community regarding marijuana. While proponents of legalization of medical marijuana claim it can help alleviate some different ailments, during the hearing, the Medical Society and many other medical groups urged caution and said more research needs to be conducted. In fact, the American Medical Association opposes the use of crude marijuana as medicine. And most of the medical organizations oppose the approval of crude medical marijuana. The American Society for Addiction Medicine opposes, the American Cancer Society opposes, the American Glaucoma Society, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, the British Medical Association, many other organizations urge caution, and that we need to have solid medical and scientific approval that's based on clinical trials and approval by the federal FDA. So marijuana currently is classified as a Schedule I drug under the Federal Controlled Substances Act, which defines marijuana as having a high potential for abuse, lacking an accepted medical use, and lacking safety for use under medical supervision. So despite anecdotal claims and the frenzy of some states to try to legalize marijuana under the guise of medicine, it's not been found to be safe or effective medically or scientifically at this point in time for treating medical conditions, primarily because its alleged therapeutic use is yet to be sufficiently demonstrated in clinical trials. So we're going to continue to have hearings. We had the medical groups testifying earlier this week. In the next hearing, we're going to have at the Capitol, and it's going to be from the law enforcement community. And then the third hearing we're going to have will be most likely out in Pittsburgh, and we'll be bringing in people from all over the country to testify, as well as Pennsylvania, regarding the experience that's happening in other states. We'll be hearing from testimony from poison centers and people that have legalized this in other states as to their experience. Should be very interesting time in an educational process for the Health and Judiciary Committees over the next 2 months.
I also understand you recently held an event for constituents to deal with firearm safety and rights, and it was very well attended. Give us some of the details.
Yes, I want to thank everyone who attended my firearm safety and rights seminar that I co-hosted with Representative Marty Causer in Potter County at the Pennsylvania Lumber Museum earlier this month. I hosted the event with Representative Causer because we share Potter County, and we wanted to invite people from Tioga and Potter County to this event. And we greeted around 300 people who came out to learn more about Pennsylvania gun laws and the Castle Doctrine. A big thank you goes to some presenters that were speaking at the event, especially District Attorney Andy Watson from Potter County, Sheriff Ken Solly, and Chief Deputy Sheriff Glenn Drake for such a great presentation. It was standing room only, and it was well received.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.